This is Jack White with another Monday morning message for April 6th on behalf of the Capital District Growth Team. And we're very pleased to have the immediate past governor of the Capital District, Art Riley, with us. Hello, Art.
Hi, Jack. Good being with you.
Thank you. We're recording this at the Southwest Regional Conference has just ended, and we've gotten so many good ideas during this. And one thing I heard a lot talk about was meetings, and we may be meeting ourselves right out of existence. That may be an overstatement, but I'm hearing a lot of people say that our younger Kwanians and prospective Kwanians particularly are turned off by the what I grew up in and what you did, which is a meeting every week with a meal and a program. I made a comment at a talk I gave recently that our very fine little one-sentence statement of purpose, you all know it, Kwanis is an international organization of volunteers and so on, doesn't say a word about we're an organization of people that meet every week for a meal and a program. Have you read that anywhere, Art?
No, that's certainly right, Jack, that the meeting and the meal are a outgrowth of fellowship and the administrative responsibilities of running a club. But your earlier comment that the next generation of Kwanians and the generation now leaving high school and college or recently leaving college are interested in service. That is their number one goal, and that's where
Number two is having a good time when they're there.
They love the social aspect, okay? And I think you'll see more and more clubs that are getting successful are combining service, sociability. They're not ignoring the administrative responsibilities of running a Kwanis club, but they're moving service as to the number one objective of their club. And they're attracting new and younger members who are excited about serving their community.
And what is your advice then to a club that's not in trouble, but you know, there used to be 45 members and they're down to 32 now, and they're getting older and more gray? What should they consider doing?
Well, as the newest member of the growth team for next administrative year, I'm going to be going around the district talking a lot about flexibility. There are a lot of good ideas in the Capital District. There are a lot of good ideas coming out of Kiwanis International about how to make your club flexible, to adapt to the needs of these young people to serve their community, to get them involved and get them to know Kiwanis through service. Okay, we're going to then have Kiwanians for a lifetime. As we heard here in one of our comments today, we lose a lot of Kiwanians after the second and third year because we haven't indoctrinated them and they get frustrated not being able to serve their community. We get these young Kwanians involved in the service, get them over that five-year hump, they're going to be Kwanians for life.
Okay. So the idea is you cannot turn your back totally on what you've been doing, but temper it. Is that the idea?
Mix it up. Take the best of our history and build on it with flexibility. See how the young people want to be involved in Kiwanis. And the one place you can find that is in when you ask someone to be a Kwanian and they turn you down, ask them why. You can get a lot of good information as to what they're looking for, and that can help you build your club in that direction.
And one thing I bet you they're not looking for is a meeting every week, are they?
Some are, but most of them are not. They're looking for a couple of service projects a month. They're looking for some social time, and they're looking for ways of being able to serve and to be able to do some networking in their community.
Last question, Governor Hart. You've got a club and you've got a base of people, say over 50, who were brought up in the classic Kiwanis tradition, the gong, the song, and the prayer, as they say. How do you meet their needs while you're reorienting your club?
Well, that's a big challenge, Jack, okay? But I think one of the ways to do is just an example. You have to sit down and see again what the needs are. But one of the great ideas coming out of Kiwanis International is a satellite club. You can do a small satellite club of 10 people who have a particular interest in a particular service project, okay, and relate them with your traditional Kiwanis club.
Or if you're a four times a month meeting club, the satellite can meet twice, correct?
Anything, yes. Kiwanis International is doing a great job in limiting the barriers, tearing down the barriers for innovative thinking.
And if it works, that's all they're really interested in.
If it works, supports the objectives of Kiwanis International, and serves the community, you're a Kiwanian.
Art, you took the words right out of my mouth, as they say. Thank you so much. And please, don't let these words just roll off you. Think about your club, and think about whether you need to continue the same way you've done the last 30 or 40 years. And think about the next generation of Kiwanians coming and what you can do to attract them. For the Capital District Growth Team, this is Jack White with the Monday Morning Message for April 6th. Thanks for listening.